Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Wednesday morning. It is 7:12, 32 degrees on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. I'm Tyler Cupp.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
I'm filling in for Lucas, and I understand that that is a Lucas McFadden special, 7 o'clock every
That's
morning.
That's our new 7 o'clock
You guys
hour
made that
shift.
Stick, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, it's sticking. You don't like it?
It's all right. It's okay.
Mandisa. We like
okay.
it. Good morning.
Okay.
What better song to choose than that? Yeah.
Well, good morning. We have a very special guest in the studio, and it is Kennedy Bates, the Winthrop University chapter of the NAACP, Winthrop University president chapter of the NAACP. And Kennedy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So you are extremely mature. When you came in, we asked you all kinds of questions, and then we realized that you are a student at Winthrop.
Yes, sir.
So tell us what it is you do at Winthrop as the president of the NAACP chapter.
Yes, sir. So a little bit about me. I'm a junior at Winthrop University, double majoring in political science and sociology with a concentration in criminology, and I also have a minor in legal studies. My role within the Winthrop University College chapter of the NAACP is the president. With that, the duties consist of presiding over the mass body, making sure that I'm conducting meetings with my executive committee and the standing committee chairs, as well as making sure that I'm hitting those goals from state and nationals when it comes to talking about people and educating them on policies or laws or anything that potentially threatens or faces marginalized communities, so I can educate them to the best of my abilities.
So impressive. Tyler and I both looked at each other and said, you're impressive. You're so impressive. And we know what the NAACP does as an umbrella. But why do you feel like it's so important that college campuses have chapters of the NAACP? And what is your mission or goals for having that chapter at Winthrop University?
A really big part of running for president my first year on campus, I was a freshman at the time. I've always liked the history of NAACP. When I think about the mission and I think about the organization as a whole, I think about resilience, especially during a time frame of civil rights where it was very hard, especially for minority people, to use their voice and to speak their truth and to make sure that people are listening and to be in those spaces to make change. And I thought to myself, to be a part of that and to lead a group on the college campus that resides with the same mission, it means a lot to me. My voice is very important to me. I love speaking up. I love being a voice for people, even if they aren't too comfortable yet to use their voice when it comes to certain issues or policies. So that kind of resonates within me and aligns with my why. And I think it's important to have those spaces on college campuses, not only to educate people, but to bring more awareness into the space, especially at PWIs, which is predominantly white institutions. I think it's important so we can include that diversity aspect and to allow people into the spaces to hear the stories of minority communities and how can we work together to kind of include a more just society that is inclusive to everyone.
I want to expound on that because you talked about goals and initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
Could you kind of go into that a little further when you talk about goals and initiatives? Obviously, educating a younger generation that is coming to the university or future university students that are still in high school. But maybe kind of explain those goals and initiatives.
Yes. So I can talk a little bit about the national goals and goals that the chapter at Winthrop particularly has for itself. But a little bit of national goals, and I'll read it off a little bit, is to ensure political, educational, and equity of minority groups and citizens in states to eliminate race prejudice. That's kind of the huge scheme of the mission itself is, of course, to educate and to tackle different issues that may be going on in our world today. But on a chapter standpoint, and here in Rock Hill with Winthrop University, ours is more so to be active, making sure that we're getting out in the community, whether that's through community service. We have different programs and different chairing opportunities, education, community service, political action, making sure that we're utilizing those chairs and that those communities to the best of our abilities, so that we're being active. Activism is a really big thing for us. We just don't want the title. We want to implement the work and make sure that the Rock Hill community can see the work that we're doing.
So impressive. And I know that you were talking to us a little bit about how Founders Day was mm-hmm. on February the 12th, mm-hmm. and you did a lot of work mm-hmm. during that week to help celebrate mm-hmm. Founders Week. Tell us a little bit about that.
Founders Week, it was really special to us because last year we really didn't kick it off as well as we wanted to. But we had events from February the 12th to February the 18th. We had on the 12th, it was like embracing the culture. So I'm not sure if you ever heard of the game Wild and Out, the game show.
Yes.
yeah. But we kind of did a spin on that where we brought people in. We had two teams, but we made it surrounding around Black History Month and really about NAACP and its founders. We did a different games, had a good turnout. We also did some more events for people to come out and kind of collaborate with the executive committee. We did Pie and Exec. That was fun, I guess. We got pied, but it was fun seeing everybody come out. We also had some educational events. We had a STEM Sisters panel. So with that, it was STEM majors, minority women coming together to speak on the issues within the world of STEM, whether that's intersectionality, and so on and so forth. We also had a Sunday service, which was really good, and a poetry slam and a couple more events to just highlight a week dedicated to our founders. That was our main theme, love and legacy, honoring our founders and shaping our futures.
It's amazing.
Well, talking to Kennedy Bates, she is the Winthrop University president, the chapter of the NAACP. And Kennedy, you had mentioned briefly off air, and I think you kind of just went over it briefly on air. You talk about looking at policies, mm-hmm. current, future, past. What are some policies that pertain and things that you guys are talking about within the NAACP?
Well, the first thing that we talked about once we got back to campus was affirmative action.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing we talked about, especially since over the summer. We wanted to make sure that we're educating Winthrop University students to the best of our abilities. The second thing that we kind of hit on is the DEI bill, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion, kind of telling students the basis of it, especially things that are going on in Florida and Texas, kind of getting them aware of potential things that could possibly hinder when it comes to the teachings of certain materials in schools. We've also, this year, coming back into the semester, we hit a little bit more on that DEI aspect. But the main thing that we're focusing on now is structure. So we want to allow a space for structure for people to come in to learn, but also have a good time. So we kind of took a pause back from the policies for a week or two, just so that people can understand the history and the legacy that we're trying to start at Winthrop. But affirmative action and DEI has been the main two topics that we've been hitting on to make sure that we're educating our community.
If there are community members who have heard this interview today and want to get more involved, or students who have heard this and also want to get involved, what do they need to do? Who do they need to reach out to? Is there a website?
Parents of students.
Yeah.
You need
parents
to call
of
her.
Students, yes. What do people need to do to get in touch with you?
Yes. So our university email for NAACP is naacp@winthrop.edu. You can also feel free to reach out to my personal business email, which is Kennedy, KennedyABates@gmail.com. And I will most definitely feel free to talk to you if you ever want to set up a Zoom call. And if you want to learn more about the NAACP in general, it's NAACP.org. You can find the history, our founders, really detailed. You can also find our chapter and the local Rock Hill branch chapter if you type in Rock Hill's area code and a little bit of information about yourself to see opportunities, how you can get involved.
It's great.
Very good. Well, Kennedy Bates, thank you so much for joining us. She is the president of Winthrop University's chapter of the NAACP. Kennedy, thank you.
Thank you.